A Dog's Life, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Our story of a dog named Oney begins on a cold winter night in 1887 in Albany, New York.
The light was on and the door was open and he walked in and it was warm and the mailbags were soft and he settled down for a nice rest and was found in the morning and allowed to stay and live in the post office in Albany for 9 years.
Dirk Wales has written a children's book about Oney called A Lucky Dog. It was the era of the railway mail service where mail not only traveled by train, but was sorted on the train. One day, Oney leaped aboard a mail car for the round trip to New York City, about 140 miles.
After that, he went anywhere that the mail went by himself.
It's documented that Oney went as far west as Cloverdale in Northern California. And it wasn't a simple trip, says Wales.
From Chicago on the Burlington to Council Bluffs in Omaha and then to the Southern Pacific to Ogden and then the Union Pacific to Oakland and then across the ferry.
And all of this was by himself. Wales wants to make it clear, this is not fiction.
We're talking about a real dog who lived a real life. This is the real thing, and the fact that he could do this 110 years ago, I think, is a miracle.
Oney's legend lives on.
When he died, they loved him so much and so well in Albany that they had a taxidermist stuff him.
And you can see him today at the National Postal Museum in Washington. You can read about him in A Lucky Dog by Dirk Wales. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and a link to the book on Amazon.com, visit virtualstampclub.com.